Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Ireland, we have Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assisted in chaplaincy work at the university, and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as a commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled Ascending as Well as Rising.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you most solemnly, anything you ask for from the Father, he will grant in my name. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and so your joy will be complete. I have been telling you this in metaphors. The hour is coming when I shall no longer speak to you in metaphors, but tell you about the Father in plain words. When that day comes, you will ask in my name, and I do not say that I shall pray to the Father for you, because the Father himself loves you for loving me and believing that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I leave the world and go to the Father. The Gospel of the Lord. It was said that something perfectly new in the history of the world has happened. Christ has defeated death. The door which had been locked was for the first time forced open, and it is now possible that it will be opened for you and for me when we cross the threshold of death. Easter and the season of Easter has provided profound joy to us who are disciples of Christ. What does already unite all people, Christian or not, is of course the longing for light to triumph over darkness, the longing that liberty can conquer tyranny. Yes, this is a passion that unites Jew, Christian and Muslim, indeed all human beings. It is this astonishing survival of hope, even in and after the darkest hour, that forms the spiritual language which we used to talk of Christ to our neighbours, even talking to Christ with our neighbour who does not yet believe. Thanks be to God, most people reject despair. They just never lose hope. That is the spirit of the risen Lord, and the spirit that allows us to leave the empty tomb empty and go home with our costly ointments and leave them for our next bereavement. St. Clement of Alexandria said that the resurrection of Jesus meant all our sunsets had become dawns, dawns that are full of hope for ourselves, faith in the glory of the Lord and love of God expressed in the love we bear and show one another. Any wonder that St. John, in his preaching of the risen Lord, used to resort to one phrase and repeatedly, love one another. For the last 40 days, or thereabouts, as we reflected on the astonishing story of the empty tomb and its consequences for our own lives after the grave too, we listened to the reaction of men and women who are disciples of Jesus. And our own hearts, we asked, what difference to my life has the resurrection of Jesus made? That faith in the resurrection is not just a faith that says, the man Jesus was brought back to life, we believe the word of God cannot be silenced for good. Easter says that the silence of the tomb is not, as it were, the final sentence or the final silence. Death, if you forgive my mixed metaphors, cannot have the final word. No, the word of God overcame the silence of the tomb, and all of us who are part of this word in his name will overcome the grave also. As we recall the stories of the Lord Jesus ascending to return to the Father, we realize that we too are called to go on living beyond the life we know on earth. Are our attempts as disciples of Jesus to make sense of our existence in vain, or are they useful? Whisper it, someone said. No. Tell it from the housetops, far from whispering. Life is for good and forever. You and I are living in that hope-filled space. space of time between the creation of the world and the kingdom of God.